It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Dance, little DJ, come on.
Eric J. Lawrence is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you wanted us to hear this week. This is from the British folk musician Ian A. Anderson. This is called Paint It Black.
I see that red door and I want to paint it black. No colors anymore, I want to turn them black. I see those girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until the darkness goes. I see that line of cars and they're all painted black. With flowers for my love who never will come back. See people turn their
First of all, I have to say, how about that R roll on Red Door?
Exactly, yeah.
But this is a Rolling Stones cover.
Yes, it's people might not even pick up on that right away. It's so radically different in its tone. Ian A. Anderson, this is not the Jethro Tull guy, by the way, a contemporary of his. But Ian A. Anderson started recording in the late 60s and doing sort of a more traditional British country blues sort of idiom. But then a few years later, in the early 70s, he started experimenting a little bit and created a sound which we now sort of retroactively call acid folk. And this is a track that he recorded on one of those albums where he was doing that style, from 1972 album called Singer Sleeps On As Blaze Rages. It just proves to me that the malleability and flexibility of pop music to be able to withstand sometimes radical reinterpretations, and much in the same way that we can take a great Shakespeare play and put it in a different setting or a different geography and still glean some meaning out of it.
All right, well, let's get to the next one you wanted us to hear. This is the UK-based group Cat's Eyes. Here is Be Careful Where You Park Your Car.
Be careful where you park your car. There's no telling what she might do, 'cause she never had the chance to hurt you too. And if you're asking why, if you're asking why, you looked a little too pleased when you saw her cry, cry. You kicked her when she was down.
Kind of a 60s or 70s quality to that.
For sure. It has that kind of classic girl group sound of the late 60s with like the Shirelles or the Shangri-Las. And in fact, that sort of sound was what brought the two main participants of the band together, coming from sort of different worlds. It is Faris Badwan, who's a member of the band The Horrors, and then classically trained soprano Rachel Zafira is the vocalist on that. And they came together and put together this project called Cat's Eyes. They've released a couple of albums. They contributed some music to the soundtrack of the film The Duke of Burgundy last year. But this is from their new album called Treasure House. And I think this song most closely exemplifies their appreciation of that kind of classic girl group sound, with a little bit of a modern edge to it, you know, giving a little more danger, slashing tires, the threat of slashing tires in there somehow.
Hmm. And what drew you to it?
You know, it's just so evocative. I'm always fascinated by music that seems timeless, or rather seems out of time, perhaps. Hmm. This is a brand new artist, but they're sort of definitely evoking this sound of 40-plus years ago. And, pop music is 100 years old, so there's lots of different directions to go. And I like it when you can kind of put something that combines different eras together in one.
Well, let's get to the next one. This one is from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the singer-songwriter who calls himself Slow Dakota. This is The Lilac Bush.
One day I came close to giving up my goals. I put my chin inside the mouth of.
a very interesting sound. And by the way, people are going to love this. He describes himself on Facebook as Baroque Pop.
Yes. Well, that is a pretty
perfect
pretty
works perfectly, doesn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm a Hoosier by birth, so it's always great to be able to shout out some Hoosier musicians.
Yeah.
And this his real name is PJ Sauerteig, something like that. Which probably explains why he goes under a little more easy moniker as such a slow Dakota. But he's released a number of records, and he does use this sort of interesting sound that still maintains that kind of contemporary introspective singer-songwriter mode of somebody like a Sufjan Stevens, but sort of throws it with this, Renaissance, Elizabethan sort of sound. It almost makes it sound like there should be sackbuts and viola da gambas there in the backdrop playing the music. It reminds me a bit, too, of the band Dead Can Dance, that uses sort of elements of world music to kind of create this really kind of mysterious, evocative sound.
All right, let's get to the next one. This is the L.A. artist Morgan Delt with Some Sunsick Day. Good theme for a song on the week when summer officially ends. I know that you don't really care about that in Los Angeles, but we do in the rest of the country right now.
I will declare this is probably my favorite song of the summer from a record that came out earlier this summer called Phase Zero. He's very much working in kind of this psychedelic sound, a little bit of the Laurel Canyon tradition that's very popular in Southern California, sort of evoking the sun and the beach and sort of these vistas, maybe even the proximity to Joshua Tree giving off that whiffs of patchouli attached to it as well. And musically, it sounds to me like a cross between the kind of modern sounds of Kurt Vile, but with the production techniques of a band like Tame Impala. It's just a really great combination. And his voice is so great, just barely above a whisper, but it's reverbed all heck and just kind of seems to go endlessly.
And what should we know about Morgan Delt?
Local artist. He's had a couple of records out. This is actually his debut for the Sub Pop record label. So he's getting a little more attention, but he's definitely part of this. I would describe it as a scene that's going on in Los Angeles at the moment to sort of really sort of celebrate psychedelic music.
All right, before we let you go, Eric, we've got time for one more. This is from the Welsh group Soft Hearted Scientist. This is called Shiver Me Timbers.
Been trying hard to keep this vessel on course. The demon hands steer it to hostile shores. Monsters always rise up from the deep. Thought they were dead, but they were only asleep. Shiver me timbers, the ship's going down, 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 down. Shiver me timbers, the ship's going down. Shiver me timbers, the ship's going down.
Shiver me timbers, this ship's going down. Music with, it sounds like a little bit of a sense of humor.
I think so. The Welsh have a long-standing tradition of mysticism in their arts, both the literature and music. And in previous records, this is actually their seventh album called Golden Omens. Previous records have lots of references to monsters and ghosts and that kind of a thing, but it's all done in a very jaunty style, following sort of another British tradition of this sort of folksy pastoral power pop that is maybe reminiscent of bands like XTC or Belle and Sebastian.
Well, and I hate to compare things to the Beatles, because you can compare almost anything to the Beatles in some way or another, and it's probably not fair to the Beatles to do that, but it does remind me of a song like, you know, Yellow Submarine, even just the subject matter.
That's right, exactly. No, I mean, really, I think they're really... I'm surprised there aren't as many songs called Shiver Me Timbers. It just sort of has that nice ring to it. But yes, I sort of sing, hum that line, Shiver Me Timbers, the ship's going down, 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 as I walk the streets of L.A. for the past several months.
And people are like, what's with this guy? Eric J. Lawrence, DJ at KCRW, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you can go to our Spotify playlist to hear all of our DJ session picks. We're NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.